In this podcast, I will be reciting a poem I wrote as one of my English assignments. It is a poem about a speech from the play Romeo and Juliet, recited by the Friar Lawrence. I picked this poem to read because it has a lot of meaning to it, and it had great significance in the play as well. I am a student in Northern Alberta, and the date I record this poem is January 16th, 2009. I wake up in the morning, the sun just coming up. The sky's just turning pink, the ground is still frosty. This wicker basket I must fill with healing flowers I find. Mother Nature delivers them ever so beautifully. So much variety of life come from the earth's bed. They may be beautiful to see, they're planted in the earth, but what I use those flowers for does good for my people. If they are not used for good, they are abused, no good. One may be evil, but turn to good, through right, not wrong. The heart of the flower will tell if itself or if it is evil or innocent. It either has the power of healing or poison. To smell the poison flower fills you up with cheer, but to taste that poison plant will seize all your senses by stopping your beating heart and sending you to your death. Men, like those flowers, have a good side and a bad. When I find that poison flower, I leave it behind, for it's good for nothing. As I leave that flower behind, the cankerworm shall eat. What I have learned about myself as a writer is that I can produce one piece of work and transform it into another. This gives a piece of work more passion and thought. My writing goals for the future are to learn to write in different ways and to add more passion to my work. I will achieve these goals by being more passionate with my work. What I find difficult with writing is to be able to put my work into different format. What comes easy to me in writing is writing poems and essays.